نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Some time ago we spoke about Abdullah bin Thawab Abu Muslim Khawlani rahmatullah alayhi and the amazing story of how he was thrown in the fire and the fire didn't burn him. This was in the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and they honored him when they heard of his incident and he had arrived in Medina Munawwara. So regarding the same person, Alqama bin Marthad rahmatullahi has mentioned that 8 tabi'een had excelled in attaining the high levels of asceticism, zuhud. Among these was Abu Muslim Khawlani rahmatullahi. Explaining his zuhud, Alqama bin Marthad quoted the following incident as an example of his disinterest in this world. Abu Muslim rahmatullahi would not sit with any person was engaged in speaking of the dunya. If the person with whom he was seated began to speak of anything related to the dunya, he would immediately turn away and leave. On one occasion, Abu Muslim rahmatullahi entered the masjid and saw a few people sitting in a group. Abu Muslim joined them in hope that they were engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, on sitting with them, he heard one person saying, "My slave arrived having earned such and such wealth," while another was saying, "I equipped my slave to begin earning wealth." When he heard the subject of their conversation, Abu Muslim rahmatullahi was extremely disappointed. He addressed them saying, "Subhanallah, do you know the example of yourself and myself? Our example is that of a man caught in a heavy deluge of rain. As the rain began to soak him, he turned and caught sight of 2 large doors. He grew hopeful of finding shelter there and thought to himself, 'If only I can enter this home and seek shelter until the rain ceases.' However, as soon as he entered the home, he found to his dismay that it had no roof and thus could afford him no shelter. I am that person. I joined your gathering hoping that you were people engaged in dhikr and other acts of worship, but instead discovered that you are people of the dunya." Now this reminded me of one hadith that I came across yesterday. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ya'ti ala al-nasi zamanun yakunu hadithuhum fi masajidihim fi amri dunyahum fala tujalisuhum falaysa lillahi fihim haja." Very strong words. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A time will come, sort of a sign of Qiyamah, that people's discussions in the masjid will be centering around matters of the dunya, worldly matters." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Don't sit with such people. Allah ta'ala has no need for them." When I read this, then I understood that there will be some people that will come to Allah ta'ala's house and they will become distanced from Allah, despite coming to his house, because they didn't fulfill the etiquette of the masjid. While others will come to the house of Allah and they will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar radiallahu anhu, just to understand, Umar radiallahu anhu was standing on the minbar, it is the Jummah khutbah, and he is saying, "Oh people, you are eating onions and garlic, raw onions and raw garlic. You're coming with the smell in your mouth and you are entering the masjid. When I have seen a time in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's era where a man would be removed from the masjid as far as Baqi because of this. Now I say that is onions and garlic haram? No. But in the house of Allah ta'ala, it's Allah ta'ala's rules. It's not my rules, it's Allah's rules. So therefore, when we come to Allah's house, we have to behave. And if a person doesn't behave, then he will come here and he will be distanced from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." That Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they call people to Allah and Allah's house, but in this case, he was removing them from Allah ta'ala's house. So imagine if a person is sitting in the house of Allah and is engaged in haram, on the cell phone, looking at videos, looking at pictures, or creating a noise in the masjid, or allowing music to play in the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Rufi'ati al-aswatu fil masajid," voices will be raised in the masjid, "Zaharati al-qainatu wal-ma'azif," singing women and musical instruments will become rife, and now we bring it right into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can there be any level of disrespect greater than this? And we think nothing of it, and nobody must tell me anything. Likewise, time and again we have mentioned the sensitive issue of children in the masjid. But unfortunately, Many are not taking heed to it. But we have to think carefully of these matters, because it is Allah Ta'ala's house and it is Allah's rule. Nevertheless, the pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understand that the dunya is a great distraction that can preoccupy a person's heart, turning his attention away from Allah. That is why they strive to keep their relationship with the dunya as minimal as possible. And the disease today is hubbud dunya wa karahiyatul maut. Many of our ulama in all the different branches of deen are speaking about this. ذرهم يأكلوا ويتمتعوا ويلههم الأمل فسوف يعلمون. Now recently Hazrat Mufti Sahab was explaining. He said, are we not doing the same thing? Eating, enjoying and having long hopes. So we have shifted our attention from the akhirat towards the dunya. And that is why we see ourselves in the problem that we have today. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Person is stuck and he can't move in the right direction. Why? Wahan, hubbud dunya, love for the world and not wanting to die, not being focused on the akhirat, not prepared to make some sacrifices. Continuing, a person is greatly influenced by the company that he keeps. If he regularly associates with businessmen, he will become business-minded and will thus see everything in the light of business. Similarly, if a woman keeps the company of women who are shopaholics, she will also develop an interest in shopping, even if she doesn't need to buy anything. So ulama also highlighting now this black, they call it Black November or Black Friday. This environment and atmosphere is created where a person feels spurred on to purchase even though he has no need. Thus, if one keeps the company of the pious, one will gain the mindset of Islam. This is the point. The company that we keep, that will rub off. One will gain the mindset of Islam and the Sunnah and will see everything in the light of Deen. Therefore, it is of utmost importance that we strive to link ourselves to the pious and benefit from their teachings, more so and especially in this day and age. And lastly, when a person's heart is soaked in the love of wealth, then even if he is seated in the masjid, attending a janazah, performing salah, or attending a ta'aleem, his mind and heart will be occupied with the thought of wealth. And what is in the heart will come on the tongue. What is in the heart will come on the tongue. May Allah Ta'ala correct us all and allow us to turn our attention towards the akhirah.